Good evening and welcome to this live telephone town hall with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. We look forward to spending some time with you this evening and we welcome you to the call. On this telephone town hall tonight, we will be answering your questions live. You'll be able to participate in interactive polling talking about Contra Costa with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. Before we get our team on the line, I want to tell you how you can participate in tonight's telephone town hall meeting. If you have a question, you can press zero at any time. If you have a question, press zero. And if you do have a question but you don't want to go live on our line tonight, you can let our operator know and they'll read the question for you, whatever's most comfortable for you. We also want to invite you to press 7 on your screen at any point in the call tonight. Press 7 on your keypad to submit your email address for the Contra Costa Transportation Authority to give you updates. Again, we welcome you to the call. Those of you who are just joining, we welcome you to this call tonight with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. We're going to be answering your questions live tonight simply by pressing 0 on your keypad to ask a question. You can also press 7 at any time to submit your email address to get the very latest from the Transportation Authority as they will add you to your email list. As we're getting folks on the call tonight for just another minute or so as we dial out to thousands of your friends and neighbors, we have a question for you, our very first interactive poll question. So on your telephone keypad, please vote with the answer that you believe to be correct. Have you heard of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority before this evening? Press 1 if yes, press 2 if no, and press 3 if you're unsure. And I'll repeat that question. Have you heard of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority before this evening? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no, and 3 if you're unsure. Go ahead and press that on your keypad now. And we've got the team from the Transportation Authority standing by, and they're going to be answering your live questions here in just a moment. To those of you who are just joining, welcome. And we are glad to have you on the call tonight with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. Please press 0 at any point during the call tonight if you have a question. Press 0 if you have a question, and we'll take as many live questions as we possibly can. We also want to keep you up to date on what's going on with the Transportation Authority, so please press 7 if you'd like to submit your email to get added to their email distribution list. One more announcement before we turn the time over to Randy, who is the Executive Director of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, and that is a polling question for you. If you haven't voted yet, please vote. Tell us, have you ever heard of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority before this evening? Press 1 if yes, and press 2 if no, and press 3 if you're unsure. Go ahead and use your telephone keypad to make those vote. We'll be doing several of these interactive polls throughout the evening. 1 if yes, you've heard of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, 2 if no, and 3 if you're unsure. We thank you all for participating, and we will turn the call over to the Executive Director of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, Randy, please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to this evening's telephone town hall hosted by the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. We're also known as CCTA, and we're in partnership with the West Contra Costa Transportation Advisory Committee, or WCCTAC, or affectionately known as WCTAC, representing El Cerrito, Hercules, Pinole, Richmond, San Pablo, and unincorporated Western Contra Costa County. My name is Randy Iwasaki, and I'm the Executive Director of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. Joining me this evening, our WCTAC Chair and Hercules City Council Member Chris Kelly, and WCTAC Executive Director John Namath. Tim Hale, our agency's Deputy Executive Director for Projects, is also here, and we're looking forward to sharing our plans and taking your calls. A few logistics, and then we'll get started. If you'd like to ask a question during our question and answer session, which will take place a little later in the call, please press 0 on your phone at any time. You may also press 7 at any time to join our mailing list. This call is being recorded. The recording will be posted in the next few days to the Contra Costa Transportation Authority's website at ccta.net. ccta.net is our website. We're going to limit our responses to questions to 2 minutes each so we can give as many callers as possible an opportunity to take their questions on the air. Please remember, please press zero at any time to ask a question. During this call, we'll be conducting a few informal polls. Now let's get started with our program. Before we introduce this evening's panelists, we'd like to begin by asking our first question of the evening. Do you feel that reducing traffic congestion on highways and major roads would improve your quality of life as a Contra Costa resident? If you'd answer yes, please press 1. If your answer is no, please press 2. And if you can't decide, please press 3. Thank you very much for participating in the first polling question. Now I'd like to briefly share what the Contra Costa Transportation Authority is and what we do. The Contra Costa Transportation Authority plans, funds, and delivers critical transportation infrastructure projects and programs that connect our communities, increase sustainability and safety, and efficiently gets people to where they need to go. We keep Contra Costa moving by planning, designing, funding, and managing key projects such as the fourth bore of the Caldecott Tunnel, the launch of the ferry service in Richmond, the Central Avenue and San Pablo Dam Road interchange improvements, school bus passes to help kids get to school, as well as bus and paratransit service, improvements to the Richmond Parkway, and funding new bike lanes. We're helping to improve creative solutions such as new crosswalks that protect pedestrians and cyclists, trying out incentive programs that offer alternatives to driving alone, and working to create a hub for transportation technology at Gomentum Station Test Facility. We're also funding transit education programs that teach seniors and people with disabilities how to use transit to get where they need to go. And we're entering a new era of transportation where technology is offering intriguing and transformational new solutions to old problems. There's so much we can do now that we couldn't do 10 or 20 years ago. It's important that we take advantage of future technology to move people efficiently and safely. Let me give you some examples. We can use technology to synchronize traffic signals across and between cities, so if you drive on local streets like San Pablo Avenue, this means you'll spend less time waiting at red lights, and less stop-and-go means healthier air for our communities. We're also testing new technology that will help protect connections between different modes of travel. Imagine if your BART train is running late, and you could send a signal to the bus that you need to catch, asking it to wait so you won't miss your connection and have to wait for the next bus. And finally, technology and innovation in transportation has come a long way in terms of helping to make car travel safer. Look at how many lives have been saved in traffic collisions by seat belts and airbags. Now, car manufacturers are helping drivers avoid collisions entirely by installing sensor technology so your car knows when there's another vehicle, object, or person nearby. At the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, we're looking ahead and planning for the next 30 years of transportation in Contra Costa. And that's why we're hosting this town hall, to have an opportunity for you to share your opinion about what projects and programs matter most to you and make sure that you are now part of a new transportation expenditure plan we are developing to keep Contra Costa moving. Now, just a quick reminder again, press 0 at any time to ask a question, and you can press 7 on your keypad to join our mailing list. Wow, I see our phone lines lighting up. So before we hear from our next speaker, let's take a quick question from our audience. The question is from Emeryville, and they work in Emeryville and have to drive. BART doesn't go there, and it's a pain to take the bus. What could make this commute better? Chris.
Hi there. This is Chris Kelly speaking, WICTAC chair. Recently, WICTAC has been hosting an express bus study that would look into sending buses from Hercules and Pinole and maybe Richmond and San Pablo to parts of Alameda County along the East Bay, possibly directly to places in West Berkeley, Emeryville, and maybe even Jack London Square. We're very, very excited about that. There's a little bit of bridge toll money in RM3 to possibly implement that, but we would also need to have additional funds.
Hi, this is Randy. Thank you, Council Member. I want to remind everybody, if you have a question, please press 0 to ask the question. Now I'm going to turn to CCTA's Deputy Executive Director, Tim Hale, to describe what an expenditure plan is and how your input is important to developing the plan. Tim.
Thank you, Randy. A transportation expenditure plan is an important planning tool intended to be a roadmap for the types of transportation improvements that get funded in the future. Contra Costa currently has a transportation expenditure plan, Measure J, which has helped fund highway, bus, and BART projects in the county and expanded bicycle and pedestrian trails. With Contra Costa County growing and changing, it's time to be looking at how we can fund transformational transportation options to keep our county moving. A transportation expenditure plan not only directs how local dollars get spent on local projects, but will also help us compete for additional money from state and federal funding sources. In the past, we've been very successful at using sales tax dollars to leverage these additional funds, but we can no longer depend on state and federal dollars as those budgets are shrinking or becoming more restrictive in terms of how countywide agencies like ours can use available funds. We need to determine how we can best invest future dollars to make the improvements the public, that's you on the phone, wants to see and why we're asking for your input.
Thank you, Tim. I have another quick polling question for our audience now. 75% of you said that reducing traffic congestion would improve your quality of life. One option to reduce traffic is to make bus travel faster and more reliable by creating lanes on major roads and freeways that allow buses to bypass slow or stop traffic, which is something that already works in other parts of the country. Do you think that this is something we should try in Contra Costa? Please press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no, and if you really can't decide, press 3, and I'll repeat that question again. One option to reduce traffic is to make bus travel faster and more reliable by creating lanes on major roads and freeways that allow buses to bypass slow or stop traffic, which is something that already works in other parts of the country. Do you think that is something we should try in Contra Costa? Please press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and if you can't really decide, please press 3. Also, if you'd like to leave your email address so we can keep you up to date on what's happening at CCTA, please press 7. We're going to dive into the question and answer portion of the call here in a moment, but before we do, I'd like to turn it over to Chris Kelly, Chair of the West Contra Costa Transportation Advisory Committee, or WCTAC, to say a few words about how this transportation expenditure plan will improve the communities WCTAC represents.
Thanks, Randy. Tim is right. You know, the trends show that Contra Costa's population will continue to grow, and that'll lead to more traffic and more time that you spend trying to get where you want to go instead of spending quality time where you want to be. And we're trying to fix that because we don't like being stuck in gridlock any more than you do. And fixing the problem is going to require that we look at the transportation system holistically. Now, we've already done a lot of good work, like helping to launch the new Richmond Ferry service and modernizing the El Cerrito del Norte BART station. And we want to build upon that legacy. We know there are some frustrating commutes out there, particularly on Interstate 80. And that's why WCTAC, an association of cities and transportation agencies in West Contra Costa County, is proposing the following improvements for transportation network. First, making it easier for residents to use transit to navigate the I-80 corridor. Through the funding of more express buses, finding ways to make transit run faster on I-80, and creating a new one-seat express bus line between West County and Alameda County, and also improving transit connections to the Richmond Ferry, BART, and schools. We also want to increase bus service, especially on nights and weekends, and run more buses to BART during commute hours. We'd like to add more ferry service from Richmond and also start ferry service from Hercules. The Richmond Ferry carried the 100,000th passenger last Thursday, and it's proving to be a really popular alternative to driving on I-80. We also want to create what we call complete streets, or roads for all modes on busy streets, by adding traffic enhancements, sidewalks, and bike lanes. We need to address traffic hotspots on I-580, the Richmond Parkway, and near the Richmond-San Rafael Toll Plaza. We want to continue to invest in transportation services that provide mobility options for seniors and people with disabilities. And we're really looking forward to launching a new rail station in Hercules to connect to the Capital Corridor train. Finally, we need to make investments that reduce emissions and improve air quality, such as electrical vehicles charging stations. We're turning to the public right now because we want to know which transportation solutions you think should be funded in your neighborhoods to keep Contra Costa moving.
Thank you, Councilmember Kelly. Now we're going to take some questions. And the first question that I have is from Ken. Ken is a senior who prefers not to drive at night or in bad weather. Taking public transit to doctor appointments takes me almost 2 hours, and that's if the buses and BARTs are running on time. How can I get to doctor appointments to other appointments safely in less than 2 hours?
That's a great question, Randy. There's actually many ways to fund that in this upcoming expenditure plan. There are accessible and affordable transportation options that could be funded from this expenditure plan to help you in a way through on-demand shuttle service, paratransit service, as well as the needs of growing our senior and disabled population. We've highlighted frequently studies so that we can make sure we have funds that are allocated annually to support local services for our seniors. And so the City of Richmond just started a program to subsidize Uber Lyft trips for residents over 55 in Richmond and surrounding communities. Additional funding could increase the frequency of transit routes in West County, and with additional resources, these senior services being provided in West County could be expanded through paratransit and more affordable options for seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities.
Thanks, Tim. Now we have Maura with a question about Richmond-Santa Fe. I assume that's the bridge. Maura?
Yes, I've been recently having to commute to San Rafael, and it's been a nightmare, and I was curious about what some of the solutions are. One of my suggestions was trying to find out if there's any planned ferry service from Richmond to Larkspur Ferry.
Thank you for that question. We are looking at expanding Richmond ferry service in terms of more frequent service as well as weekend service, and we also are looking at how to expand that service from Richmond to Larkspur to better relieve the congestion at Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge. Some of the other options that we're looking at is actually through an initiative that we are doing in conjunction with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, and that is the Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge Forward Project. And so that would look at extending the carpool lane from the toll plaza on the eastern side of the bridge along 580 to provide better access for transit, direct access for transit to and from the bridge, as well as looking at interchange improvements at Richmond Parkway and also incentivizing opportunities for other alternative modes such as transit, bike share, and car share, and as well as carpooling.
Thank you, Tim. Please remember to press 0 if you have a question. Maria, you have a question about BART to Hercules?
Okay. I was wondering that there is an option that they're going to have a BART station in Hercules. My question was, when is that going to happen? In another 10 years or maybe in 5 years, what is the plan?
Hi, this is Chris Kelly speaking. A few years ago we did a high-capacity transit study at WICTAC, and we found that to extend BART from Richmond to Hercules would cost close to $4 billion. That's billion with a B. And that's because it would have to tunnel. There's more than a 4% grade to go over Hilltop. So, quite frankly, it's really not feasible to do that. It's extremely expensive and would use up all of our transportation dollars. However, right now we're considering extending the service from BART to Contra Costa College. So we're looking into that as an alternative. And I will say that if there is a rail station then in Hercules, you could always hop on the Capital Corridor train and get off at the Richmond BART. And that would be a solution for people who are commuting from Hercules and Pinole.
Thank you for that question. And thank you to Inadina from San Pablo for the nice words about what we're trying to do. Next question from Marty from El Cerrito, e-bike safety on San Pablo. Marty?
I would like to be able to use an e-bike as my primary mode of transportation. I'm wondering what kind of e-bike share program is in the works for San Pablo Corridor, where most of my shopping is done.
Hi there, Marty. This is John Nemeth from WICTAC responding to you. Bike sharing is something that's definitely expanding into West County. One of the things that we hear from a lot of folks, too, beyond just the desire to share a bike, is that they don't feel safe riding on a lot of our streets in West Contra Costa County. So right now the authority is working with the Alameda County Transportation Commission, looking at a stretch of San Pablo Avenue all the way from downtown Oakland to Hilltop, and thinking about new possibilities for that road. For example, does it make sense to have a protected bike lane on that road that could really improve your safety riding on that? And there are different opinions, and there are pros and cons to doing that, but it's something that's actively being studied. And I think with more resources in the picture, that's the kind of thing that would be a lot easier for jurisdictions to implement.
Thank you very much. The next question is from Santos, for a Weekend Transportation in San Francisco. I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, one question from the weekend transportation from Hercules to San Francisco, and on the weekdays from Hercules to direct to downtown Oakland.
Hi there, Santosh. This is Chris Kelly again. Weekend transportation. Well, if this measure passes, we can possibly extend the WestCat bus service. You know, we have WestCat bus service from Hercules to San Francisco during the week, and it's very popular. It's growing like crazy. And a lot of folks have really expressed interest in extending that on the weekends. We would just, you know, need the funds to do that. And then as far as going to Alameda County, we have talked about the express bus service. We have a study going on right now, and we're hoping that we could run bus service from Hercules and Pinole over to West Berkeley, Emeryville, and possibly Jack London Square. So that's something we'd really like to do.
And something I may just add, Chris, if I can, is that there's a new pilot service on the Richmond Ferry running on the weekends, and that's starting up in early August and is going to run through the end of October. So if you like ferries and like getting out on the water, that's another way to get to San Francisco on the weekend. And, you know, if there were more resources in the picture, that's the kind of thing that could potentially be expanded as well, and potentially even expanded to Hercules if there were sufficient.
And, John, with a possible new ferry in Hercules, then you could go from Hercules to San Francisco. So we're hoping that that could happen.
Yeah, exciting news. The next question is from Carrie from El Cerrito. Carrie?
Hi. I was wondering about e-bikes, but I think my question was already answered by the previous question that I think Marty asked. So you can pass me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question on the Spanish chat line from Georgina, who says that cargo trucks are ruining roads. What are we doing about that?
Thank you for that question. We're actually looking at better ways to move cargo and freight on our local roads, and also making sure that the roads that they're driving on actually have the adequate pavement and infrastructure to be able to drive safely in terms of moving around on our local streets and getting to our facilities in terms of shopping and warehouses, et cetera. And so that is being done through improving traffic flow on major roads, and that may also be looking at grade separation projects in terms of major roads and railroad crossings to make sure that's happening safely, and also making sure that we're improving traffic flow on those major roads so that way they're more attractive for freight to travel on and not on our local residential roads.
I have another question on the Spanish Channel portion. It's, no one's talking about Interstate 580 through Richmond. It's a mess westbound, weekdays in the morning and weekends. What are we going to do about that?
I can take that question. I mentioned it a little earlier in the program, but maybe I can expand on the Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge westbound improvement project that we are planning on funding with this expenditure plan. And it looks at three major components. One is to look at the existing toll plaza and turn that into a toll plaza that's all electronic tolling. In other words, you would be able to just drive right through it and not have to have the slowdown and congestion that you see today at the toll plaza, as well as improving and extending the carpool lane from the toll plaza all the way down to the 80, or to the Central Avenue, rather, to be able to provide a better incentive for people to carpool and to also provide a bypass lane for transit for bypassing congestion directly to the toll plaza and get direct access to the bridge. And then later this year, you've noticed lots of improvements on Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge, and later this year there'll actually be a dedicated bike lane, protected bike lane, that'll be opening in westbound direction of Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge. The other component of this is actually improving access to 580 from Richmond Parkway through a number of interchange improvements, and also providing an incentive program to really incentivize people to look at alternative transportation modes in that corridor. So that would be carpooling, taking transit, also using alternative modes like bike share and walking and biking and car share, and also have better connectivity to those modes from Richmond Ferry, Richmond BART, and Contra Costa College.
We are getting a lot of questions about traffic on 80 and what a mess it is and what we're going to do about it. So, Chris?
Thank you. And I'm a commuter on 80, too. I go from Hercules to Emeryville 5 days a week, so I completely understand. You know, there's no easy fix for the traffic congestion on 80. We can't expand the lanes. There's just nowhere to go. However, the HOV lanes can be improved by reducing the number of violators in those lanes. And even though the technology isn't quite there yet, we're looking into investigating automated enforcement of the HOV lane violators so we can clear out the lanes so the buses don't get stuck in traffic, which is a major problem. The CHP has also recently had a crackdown on violations, and stronger enforcement could continue. And transit can be improved as well, improvements to more ridership, new express bus service, the rail, and the ferry. So that would all take cars off 80 and therefore make it an easier commute.
Sounds like we have a plan to help alleviate some of the congestion on 80. So the next question comes from Bill from Pinole. Bill?
Yes?
Hi, your question is about population control in traffic?
Yes, you just look at, I don't know how you can control population, but you look at the more people we have in the area, the more traffic that we're going to have. People in building houses and putting more people in creates more problem with your area, so you got to get the transportation before you keep on letting people into the cities. That's it.
So it's a great question, Bill. So one of the provisions in a new measure and in our existing sales tax measure called Measure J, there's a growth management plan component of the measure, which requires the cities, if they want to expand their city boundaries, they have to take it to a vote of the people. And so what we're trying to do is densify the housing around transit options so that people that choose to live there don't have to drive their car to work. Hopefully they can take a ferry or they can take BART or they can take a bus. So we're the only measure in California, sales tax measure for transportation, that has a growth management component. So the cities have to go back to the voters in order to expand the city limits. So what we're trying to do is make better investments on the existing infrastructure that we have currently and make better use of that existing infrastructure. So thank you very much for that question. The next question is from Phyllis from Richmond. Phyllis?
Yes, hi. My name is Phyllis Flynn, and I am very concerned about the bike lanes. I worked in San Francisco for over 30 years, and we saw more and more bikes. And even though more bike lanes were provided, we still saw more and more accidents and deaths because of the bike lanes. Contra Costa is a much larger county than San Francisco, and as much as I would like to see more healthier options than cars and buses and whatever, I am very concerned about how safe are bike lanes to pedestrians, to bike riders, and to cars. I just think that should be something that some more creativity should be considered before we implement the same structure that San Francisco has with all the problems they are experiencing because of it. Thank you.
This is a great question. As we tend to look into the future and we keep on asking more people to walk and bike to their destination, there has to be safe infrastructure. And so a couple things, Contra Costa Transportation Authority just completed our countywide bicycle pedestrian plan. And that plan identifies the necessary improvements to provide a safe, comfortable bike network for people to bike and walk. And that includes things like dedicated, separated, and protected bike lanes away from car traffic, as well as making sure there's good, safe crossings. And so the other part of this is that in our expenditure plan, there is going to be a complete streets policy. And this complete streets policy is to really enforce that that design to make sure that when you're designing or looking at road improvements, that you're considering all modes of traffic, not just the vehicle or the car. And then the other policy that we're looking at is first of its kind, is a Vision Zero policy. And this is a no tolerance for fatalities and accidents with cars and bikes and pedestrians. And so this is the CCTA, in conjunction with our local partners, will take a very proactive approach to look at and collect data among our local roads and look at ways to mitigate reoccurring areas in terms of hotspots of accidents and fatalities relative to walking and biking, and making sure that the proper infrastructure is there so people can walk and bike safely.
This is Randy again. Thanks, Tim. I just want to remind folks to press zero to ask any questions that they may have. So the next question is, the park and ride lots are full and the buses don't go near my house. How am I supposed to get on a bus? John?
Okay, I'll take that. Thanks, Randy. This is John Nemeth again from WICTAC. And, you know, express buses running on the freeway are a real opportunity because there's something that we can implement relatively quickly. We've learned that there's a real interest in getting not just to San Francisco across the bay, but also getting to major destinations in Alameda County like Emeryville and downtown Berkeley, even West Berkeley, downtown Oakland. But if you are running an express bus, you still have the challenge of getting to the place where that express bus starts. And right now there's a transit hub in Hercules. We've got a transit hub near Hilltop Mall, but we're looking at the possibility of adding some transit hubs. For example, seeing if there's an opportunity to add one in El Sobrante near San Pablo Dam Road, looking for a spot maybe somewhere in Pinole where a service could originate, and also kind of in some neighborhood areas like the areas between Hercules and Pinole along San Pablo Avenue, or some neighborhoods in Richmond, starting services from those areas and running them into places like San Francisco and Alameda County. So really we're looking to expand the number of places where catch.
Our next question comes from Susan from Pinole. Susan?
Hi, I was just wondering, I haven't heard of e-bikes or bike sharing. I just wondered what that was. And also, I see a lot of people running metering lights. Is there anything on the books now? I mean, can they get a ticket for that? And if so, what would that ticket be?
So this is Randy, I heard there's three questions there. What are e-bikes and bike share? So e-bikes are battery or electric powered bicycles that have a motor to assist, so that in the case, let's say, you wanted to run a bike share program going across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge on the upper deck when the bikes are allowed, you wouldn't have to pedal so hard. You would have a motor to assist you on that electric bicycle to help you get up and over the hills. So that's an e-bike. And then bike share is where we have a location of bicycles that you can use for a short period of time. You log in or you access the bike using technology, and then when you're done, you log out of that and lock the bicycle up. And so it's there for sharing for others. And so the idea is that if you want a short jaunt from your office to a place to eat, you can get bike sharing program in the future. So we try to put the bicycle program, the bike share programs around transit stops, major employment areas where we think that people are going to take that. Your last question is about running metering lights. It's much like violators in the HOV lane. If you're caught running a light, it's like running a stoplight. You'll be caught and fined for not obeying traffic laws. And so that's why, in some cases, we're starting to pay for additional enforcement to make sure that the CHP is on site, the California Highway Patrol, and local police departments to issue citations for those violators. And so hopefully that answers your question. So thank you, Susan. All right, I have another polling question for all of you out there. And so here it is. In the next 25 years, a third of the population in Contra Costa County will be 65 years and older. Is it important to you that the Contra Costa Transportation Authority invest in more transportation options for seniors and members of our community with disabilities? Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no, and if you really can't decide, press 3. I'm going to repeat that question again. In the next 25 years, a third of the population in Contra Costa County will be 65 years and older. Is it important to you that the Contra Costa Transportation Authority invest in more transportation options for seniors and members of our community with disabilities? Please press 1 for yes. Please press 2 for no. And if you can't decide, please press 3. Thank you for participating in that quick poll. The next question is from Corrine from El Cerrito. Corrine?
Yes, this is a narrow question, but you're talking about seniors. It's very appropriate, I think. In El Cerrito, I can take some kind of transit that will take me to your doctor if my doctor's in El Cerrito. Unfortunately, Kaiser is in Pinole. It is in Oakland. It's in Richmond. But this service that El Cerrito subscribes to will drive right up past my door to Kensington and pick up people there because apparently they've linked. I think we need to have more that is a metropolitan area. I find this very fractured and some can access it and some not. So that's what I'd like to address, and it's senior transportation for medical care. Thank you.
That's an excellent comment and question. And so as part of this expenditure plan, 53% of it is actually going to be dedicated for transit improvements. And we're going to be developing a transit policy that has an integrated transit plan that will help for a more unified, integrated transit network through the different transit operators that are servicing West County and the other areas of Contra Costa County, and also to address the need and the growing demand for more accessible transportation. Contra Costa Transportation Authority is actually undergoing a study for an accessible transportation strategic plan, which will look at how to provide public and private service to provide a unified experience for a better transportation for people with seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. And that will also be funded through this expenditure plan.
Thanks, Tim. Once again, if you have a question, please press 0 on your phone. The next question is, when I go to Europe or New York or even Portland, Oregon, the bus system works so much better than ours. Why can't we have something like they have? Why can't our transit service operate better?
Okay, well, this is John Nemeth from WICTAC, and I'll be answering this question. Transit always works best wherever you have high densities. And our densities in West Contra Costa County are not as high as in some places, but I still think that there are things that we can do to make our transit service better. I know that AC Transit, who's our major bus service provider in West Contra Costa County, has ideas for improving frequencies on trunk line service, like service on San Pablo Avenue, and being able to reduce those headways. So instead of the bus running, say, every 12 minutes, they could get it down to 10 minutes if they had the resources. We're also, again, looking at the prospect of new express bus services, especially to destinations in Alameda County. Right now, our express bus services are mainly about going across the bay to San Francisco, but there's markets in Berkeley and Oakland and Alameda, people interested in express bus service to those places. We're also looking at something that's being studied and potentially implemented on I-680, and that's to possibly take advantage of the shoulder on I-80 to run some buses a little bit faster than maybe they would run if they're just stuck in traffic on 80 or trying to navigate through the HOV lane. So that's something that the authority is going to be, I think, actively looking at in the near future, and that could be another thing that helps to improve the bus service in West Contra Costa.
Thanks, John. Along those lines, when we run buses on shoulders in the future, we'll make sure that the structural section of the shoulder can adequately take the weight of a bus so we don't get complaints about the rutting and the poor pavement on the shoulders along Interstate 680 and hopefully along 80. I wanted to tag on a little bit to that answer and tell you, listeners, that recently we were awarded an $8 million grant from the United States Department of Transportation to work on a mobility on demand platform. So the idea is on your smart device to be able to aggregate all of the mobility options that you have out there, including e-bikes and scooters, car sharing, it could be Uber and or Lyft, BART, buses. That goes into a platform with the schedules and all the detailed information and outcome services like trip planner, scheduling, uniform payment. Sometimes you don't like the fact that you have to use a credit card for one mode of transportation, a Clipper card for another, and another card for something else. And so the idea is to synchronize all of your mobility options and give you choices, but make sure, and the other is connection protection, so that when the BART is arriving, that you can signal the bus operator and or make sure the car share is waiting for you. So we're excited about that, and we want to thank the United States Department of Transportation for that allocation. I want to remind folks again, please press 0 if you want to ask a question. The next question is from Glenna from Hercules. Glenna?
Yes, my question is, and I listened to this, to your comments and plans and thinking about a ferry service from Hercules, which would obviously be on the waterfront, and a BART service from Hercules. I live in Hercules, obviously. So we're also putting in a new Safeway, and I just think about the traffic congestion getting to and from these traffic mitigating services and how you plan to do something about that or what the plan is to make that an efficient situation.
Hello, Glenna. This is Chris Kelly from Hercules. We are planning to have a ferry from down by the waterfront by the Hercules Point. That will be close to the rail station down there. You know, that's going to be a regional intermodal transit station. And right now, the city of Hercules is also looking into expanding parking for that RIT. In addition, there's an idea on the table about expanding the parking at the Hercules Transit Center, and I've always thought it would be great to have perhaps some sort of service, even autonomous vehicles running from the transit service down to the ferry and the train station. And there will also be express bus service, probably an extension of the JX line, from down there over to the El Cerrito del Norte BART station. So those are the things that we're looking into.
Along those lines, Council Member, we're studying and we're actually testing self-driving vehicles to provide a first and last mile connection around transit centers to not only make sure that people can get to the transit center, but it helps alleviate the pressure on parking in the future. And so we're excited about the progress of our testing, and we'd love to make sure that you guys that have asked this question before can get to transit. It's just too far away, and so we're trying to solve that problem. The next question is from Adrian in San Pablo. Adrian?
Hi. My question, I have a couple of questions. What are you doing to make sure that the BART and bus is safe, especially for seniors? Also, riding on the bus, the length of the commute to just get from one point to the next, It's just entirely too long. It's so inefficient. And the other thing is meter ramps. I don't like them. I don't see where they are beneficial. And the metered ramps, I've been where I had to stop at a red light on the meter because it was metered, but there was no traffic. And then sometimes there's traffic, but the lights are green, or they quickly change to green. So I don't understand why it's so inefficient.
Thank you for that question. In the expenditure plan, we're looking at, we understand that cleaner and safer BART is obviously an issue, and we're looking at how to modernize the stations to really increase the safety and security for customers at the and workforce around the BART stations. And that could be done through a number of ways, in really brighten up the stations, reduce fare evasion, so increase the fare gates to be higher, make sure the elevators are properly in the right locations in order to make sure people aren't evading the fare gates through the elevators, and also making sure that we're putting in new technologies to the fares in terms of adding debit and credit cards, Clipper cards, and really upgrading the station agent booths. So that's part of the cleaner, safer BART. To address your other concern about the lack of service, in this expenditure plan, we're looking on ways to really increase the frequency of bus service to make sure that, you know, we have bus service that's reliable, efficient, and there when you need to use it, and also making sure that you know when it's going to be there through technology and making sure that way you have better access to the express bus service as well. And your other comment about the traffic signals, we're looking at ways to really introduce technology to our traffic signals and metering lights to make sure that they all are synchronized so people can travel efficiently, and that way the signal will actually know that you're waiting there, knowing that there's no other cars maybe crossing, and making sure those lights are all synchronized together so that way you can continue efficiently on your local roads and on the ramp meters and onto the freeway system.
Thank you, Tim. I'd like to pose another question to our audience. Do you think CCTA should invest in efforts to reduce the number of cars on the road, encourage the use of zero-emission vehicles, and install a network of electric vehicle charging stations to help keep Contra Costa residents and air quality healthy? Please press 1 for yes, 2 for no, and if you can't decide, please press 3. I'll ask the question again. I'd like to pose another question to our audience. Do you think CCTA should invest in efforts to reduce the number of cars on the road, encourage the use of zero-emission vehicles, and install a network of electric vehicle charging stations to help keep Contra Costa residents and air quality healthy? Please press 1 for yes, 2 for no, and 3 if you can't decide. Thank you. The next question comes from Raquel from Richmond. Raquel? Her question is, please get BART beyond El Cerrito to El Sobrante back on the plans. Is it possible to do that, John?
Again, this is John Nemeth from WCTAC. We at WCTAC partnered with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority and BART to take a look at what a BART extension to Hercules would look like and what it would cost. And the alignment that made the most sense would be running BART from Richmond to Contra Costa College in San Pablo, kind of through the hilltop area, connecting into the freeway and heading up to Hercules. The challenge is that it's got an extremely high price tag. I think it came in at about $3.5 billion. So it would take a lot of resources to be able to make something like that happen, and we don't really have access to those kinds of resources at the moment. One thing that could be a near-term next step would be to further study the possibility of just a one-stop extension from Richmond to San Pablo. That's a little bit more of a manageable, still very expensive, but it's a little bit more manageable, and we might be able to get a better handle at what something smaller like that would cost and whether that's more feasible. So that's something that could be looked at down the road.
So we are looking at a possible extension. That's great news in a very congested corridor, as the listeners have mentioned. The next question comes from Barry in Richmond. Barry?
Yes, hi. This is Barry from Richmond. Thank you for taking my call. The last comment, it was the first response that addressed paying for some of these ideas or projects. And I'd like to know, is there any plan in place that's going to help fund these sorts of projects and ideas, because they do cost money, and much of that involves bond measures and higher property taxes, and property taxes in Richmond, I'm sorry to say, are going through the roof, and there's an affordability issue here that makes it that much more difficult for people to live. So if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you once again.
Thank you for that question. Yes, there is a plan, and it's available on our website at ccta.net/theplan. And so this plan is actually out there for you to comment and review. It's a transportation expenditure plan, and the plan was developed with an additional half-cent sales tax that would be funding this plan over a 30-year period that would generate approximately $3 billion. And CCTA has a very successful track record to delivering these types of plans. And our current sales tax plan is Measure J, and it was a 30-year plan, but through, as you mentioned, through bonding and also leveraging other outside funds from the state and the federal fund sources, we were able to deliver that 30-year plan in terms of the capital projects and constructing those capital projects within 10 years. And so we would plan to do something similar with this expenditure plan to essentially look ahead, look at the revenue. We would bond and leverage in order to bring these improvements sooner rather than later to the public and to improve your commutes and reduce congestion.
Next question is from Diana from Richmond.
Hello, my name is Diana, and I'm from Richmond. My question is there any plans to make a rideshare zone at bar stations, possibly even in the taxi area? I've been stuck behind an Uber or Lyft driver that stops and then drops off their person and then just sits there and ties up the traffic as you're trying to find a parking space at BART. Thank you very much.
This is another great question. Randy mentioned a lot of this plan to make sure that we have the ability to provide additional mobility options and alternative modes to all through this mobile application. And so part of that is actually making sure that we have the appropriate pickup and drop-off areas for all these different types of mobility options. And so that could be, working with shuttle services, making sure the right locations within the park and make sure they're not causing congestion within the parking lot itself, as well as looking at biking and walking. And what we tend to look at this is we call this a shared mobility hub. So as we start moving into shared mobility options and making sure they're accessible and available to all of you, we want to make sure that there's a place for all of them. And so that involves curbside management, making sure there's a place to park and drop off and et cetera for shuttles and transit and biking and walking and also transportation network companies, which essentially are Uber and Lyft and other on-demand type services that are available to all of you to make sure that you have the right mobility option for you that meets your personal preferences.
And we have just released an RFP, and we're hiring a consultant to figure out how to deal with that handoff between the various modes. And so stay tuned, and hopefully we'll have something to deploy here pretty soon for the public, because we know it's a nightmare. It's causing you headaches, and so we're trying to figure that out. The next question comes from Robin in Richmond. Robin?
Yes. Hello, I'm Robin, and I live in Richmond. My question is, is there a timetable for when the Hercules Amtrak, I guess it's an Amtrak station, the rail station, and the ferry service will be here? So that's my question. What is the timetable for those two modes of transportation?
Hello, Robin. This is Councilmember Chris Kelly from Hercules. As soon as we can get the funding for this, the City of Hercules is actively looking into getting the Capitol Corridor train to stop. That's part of the transportation expenditure plan, too, to have the regional station there. And what it would be for the train and for the ferry, they would be quite close to each other. So one of the incentives, of course, is to get the Capital Corridor to stop is that we would create a third rail on the sign so that the passenger train could pull off to the side and then, you know, freight trains could run by. And there's a great deal of interest in it. So we're definitely looking into moving ahead, and it's part of this transportation expenditure plan.
Thank you. Cindy, with a question about Richmond Parkway from Richmond. Cindy?
Yeah, so the Richmond Park upgrade, I want to know, what does it look like, when is the start date, and how much is it going to cost?
So that's an excellent question. So I mentioned the Richmond Santa Fe Bridge project and associated improvements at Richmond Parkway. So this will be in the actual improvements to Richmond Parkway. So this could be modifying the on and off ramps at the interchange to provide better, more room and space for vehicles, better turning and in terms of getting off and off the freeway. And then along Richmond Parkway itself, we would be using some of our complete streets approaches to make sure there's, you know, safe, protected bikeways and alternative modes, as well as making sure that we're using technology to really synchronize the signals to make sure that that traffic is moving smoother and more efficiently through the Richmond Parkway corridor. And that overall, all of those project improvements are actually associated with this expenditure plan. We're looking for your support on this expenditure plan in order to move these types of projects forward. And also that project is part of, it's approximately about $80 million to fund these projects.
So those of you that are left on the phone tonight, thank you. We're running out of time. But before we say goodnight, we want to thank everyone who joined the call. Public comments from this evening's call and other feedback will be shared with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority Board during their August meetings about the transportation expenditure plan. If we didn't get to your question tonight or comment, we'd like to remind you that you can also visit our website at www.ccta.net/the plan. If you'd like to learn more, hear a recording of this town hall, or take the online survey. We hope to hear from you, and thank you for participating in tonight's telephone town hall. Good night.